So we're all used to hearing people complain about their families over the holidays, right? People moan about spending time with their in-laws, that uncle who maybe nips into the eggnog a little bit too much, or the one cousin who won't stop talking about V6 engines, whatever your common complaint is. But there are plenty of people who don't complain about their families because they don't see them over the holidays. They spend the holidays alone. Many feel lonely at this time of year, even if they're surrounded by crowds. And over the past 25 years, the scientific community has tried to grapple with this concept, the concept of loneliness. What exactly is it? What defines it? And how does it impact a human being, a human mind? The consensus at this point seems to be relatively straightforward about its existence, at least. America has become increasingly more lonely over time. Joining us now to explain, Dr. Jackie Olds, Associate Clinical Professor of Psychiatry at Harvard Medical School and co-author with her husband, Richard Swartz, of The Lonely American, Drifting Apart in the 21st Century. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, do we have a clinical definition of loneliness?
Well, I haven't got the clinical definition on the tip of my tongue, but loneliness means that you don't like what you're feeling. Solitude is different because you might enjoy it immensely.
So loneliness would be being alone and not enjoying it.
Exactly.
And you come at this idea of that, I guess, has been reached over a quarter century, that Americans have become more lonely. How do we know that?
Well, we have a lot of survey data, and the survey data shows trends. And since 1985, people have been doing something called the General Social Survey, which asks people, you know, an hour and a half worth of questions face-to-face. And people have been reporting more and more that they don't talk about important matters with anyone. So we have a percentage in 1985 that was like 10%, which everybody thought was astonishingly high. And then the 2004 General Social Survey showed 24%, which many sociologists feel is just too high. So it's probably more like about 15% of people who don't talk about important matters with anyone.
And why is that a terrible thing?
Well, we think that if people don't talk about important matters with anyone, that they are more likely to feel lonely. And it turns out, even if you say to yourself, I feel lonely, it changes a bit of your physiology, your medical, you know, the way your body is working, down to the very genes. And it turns out that your immune system, some of those genes affect your immune system, gets a little bit worse every time you start perceiving that you feel lonely.
Wait, feeling lonely, experiencing the feeling of loneliness changes your genetic makeup?
It doesn't change your genetic makeup, but it changes the expression of your genes.
I see.
So the proteins that you are making daily would be just a little bit different if you felt lonely.
You know, we're speaking with Dr. Jackie Olds. She's Associate Clinical Professor of Psychiatry at Harvard Medical School. And the book she wrote with her husband, Richard Swartz, is The Lonely American. Let me ask you, Doctor, with all the social media going on, with people constantly on Twitter, responding on Foursquare and Gowalla and on Facebook all the time, one would think that there would be fewer lonely people out there, that they have more opportunities to be connected.
Well, there is conflicting evidence about that. And the American Pew Survey does think that being connected on all those social media really helps. But it turns out probably that the people who are connected on the social media are more likely to be connected in real life with real people, and they see them sometimes. And we do have more and more of the population who can essentially stay home and not see anybody because we have all those social media and internet facilities right in our own homes.
So let me ask you, let's go back to this idea of loneliness being a bad thing. And you were talking about how it actually can even affect your immune system. What distinguishes, say, loneliness from clinical depression? Are these two different things, or do they affect the body and the physiology in the same way?
They are two different things. And people who feel lonely are not necessarily clinically depressed. And everyone feels lonely sometimes. We don't for a minute want to pretend that only some people feel lonely. It's a universal human feeling and sometimes affects everyone. But it's different from clinical depression, which has a whole variety of symptoms and signs and are not always there when a person feels lonely.
So, I mean, there are many things that we think of as negative emotions, say regret, for example, that also can have positive outcomes. Is there no positive side to loneliness?
There probably is a positive side, which is that occasionally it makes people want to affiliate more. and then they resume their connections or make new ones, which probably is better for their physiology the way we understand it.
Well, I want to make sure that I've debunked a myth here really quickly, which is people, and I'm not sure where it began, but the idea that suicides skyrocket over the Christmas season, which is a myth. That is not true. However, it is the case, I guess, that loneliness does rise at the holidays, that for whatever reason, these periods of time, which are traditionally family times, can make a lonely person feel more lonely. Is that accurate?
That is accurate, because there's so much hype about what you're supposed to be doing and what you're supposed to be feeling that it gets everybody anxious and nervous, even more so about how they're living.
And so what
or how they're feeling.
What does one do? Let's say that there's somebody who is feeling lonely, who feels as though it's affecting their mood, perhaps even affecting them physiologically. What do they do? I mean, it's not just you can't just like walk out into the street and start shaking hands with people and greeting them like old time friends. They're going to shut you away.
You're right. But it's surprising how many times people who do feel chronically lonely will start feeling so embarrassed about themselves that they might receive an invitation or receive, an invitation to volunteer someplace and help the needy. And they reject it because they have gotten so used to feeling alone and lonely, and they don't immediately recognize that these would be some solution to the problem.
So you're saying accept the invitations you get and even look for. I mean, a volunteer situation would probably be a good place to go and interact with people.
Absolutely.
Dr. Jackie Olds is Associate Clinical Professor of Psychiatry at Harvard Medical School, co-author with her husband of the book The Lonely American: Drifting Apart in the 21st Century. Doctor, thank you so much and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you too.